It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Before we get started, our shortwave frequency has changed. You can listen to us every day from 6 to 7 Universal Time at 9675 kilohertz on the 31 meter band. Today is Saturday, the 5th of November, the 310th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and not too early to start thinking about your New Year's resolutions, which you shall then send into the Sound Kitchen, won't you? We'll cook up a tasty dish with your ingredients to celebrate the New Year, which we'll serve you in grand style on the New Year's Eve show. There'll even be a special guest cook to help out. So put on your thinking caps, examine your consciousnesses, and get out your pencils. It's Guy Fawkes Day in Britain. I presume all the Brits out there are preparing for the festivities, but more on that later. Today's a great day for women. In 1872 in the U.S., our voting rights mother, Susan B. Anthony, broke the law against women voting and voted. She got a big old fine, $100 US, and as that's not a bad sum today, can you imagine what $100 was in 1872? Flash forward to November 5th in 2013 and India. Today is the day the Indian Space Research Organization launched its Mars Orbiter mission, its first interplanetary probe, and there were 5 women on the team. We've come a long way, baby, as they say. And this past week here in France, the Chirac Foundation announced its annual prize for conflict prevention. And guess who was one of the winners? Girls Aware, a wonderful organization in Pakistan founded in 2002 by girls for girls. Girls Aware was created by 7 young women in order to inspire and build the capacity of young girls to become leaders and shape their nation's future. They have 40 girls' power clubs in rural areas of Pakistan, and they do all manner of wonderful things for girls and young women. And listen to this. In the 2013 general election, Aware Girls led a team of 100 young women to monitor the elections, the first ever team of young female election monitors in the history of Pakistan. They'll be awarded their prize here in Paris at the Quai Branly-Jacques Chirac Museum at the end of the month. Maybe I can stop by and congratulate them and have them say a few words for you. At any rate, bravo to our Indian scientist sisters and our young Girls Aware sisters and Susan B. Anthony.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. July 23rd was a big day for the Rastafari. It was the birthday of the late emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I, whom the Rastafari believe was the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. On that day, I asked you to tell me in which country the Rastafari movement was born and what the Rastas mean when they talk about Zion. The answer for the country where Rastafarianism was born is Jamaica. Rastafari is an Abrahamic belief system, the same as Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. It developed in the 1930s, as our friend Wikipedia tells us, following the coronation of Haile Selassie I as emperor of Ethiopia. The Rastafari way of life encompasses the spiritual use of cannabis and the rejection of the degenerate society of materialism, oppression, and sensual pleasures, which Rastas call Babylon. As for Zion, Rastas are referring to Ethiopia when they speak of Zion. Rastas believe that Ethiopia was the original birthplace of humankind and calls for repatriation to Zion, the promised land, a heaven on earth. This can mean literally moving to Ethiopia, but also refers to mentally and emotionally repatriating. The winners are RFI Listener Club members Radhakrishna Pillai N. from Kerala, India, and Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark. Hi, Hans. How was your trip to Prague? From the Kumi Central RFI Listeners Club in Kampala, Uganda, there's Esther Akiteng, and there's Saidal Islam from the Nilshagor RFI Fan Club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh. And rounding out the list of lucky winners this week is Bikash Sarkar, a member of the RFI Listeners Club in Nadia, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I mentioned at the top of the show that today is Guy Fawkes Day in Britain, and there's your question. Write in and tell me who Guy Fawkes was and how, traditionally, Guy Fawkes Day is celebrated in Britain. Again, who is Guy Fawkes and what are the traditions for observing Guy Fawkes Day? You have until December 5th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 10th of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
This is an Owensby's cooking
on Radio France International.
Yummy.
Before we go, warm thanks from all of us at RFI English to all of you out there for your Diwali greetings. Listeners, this past week was the Hindu festival Diwali, the Festival of Lights, where one celebrates the victory of good over evil. Much light and enlightenment to us all. A note for teachers, let me know if you would like for me to send stamps and postcards to you for your students. Not only did I find loads of postcards at my mother's house, dear Hans Werner Lolleke from Denmark just sent in a load of not only postcards, but very beautiful stamps too. Thanks, Hans. That's all for this week, my friends. Keeping on with our girl power theme, I'll play you out with music from the Senegalese singer-songwriter Marema. She was the winner of the 2014 RFI Discovery Prize. This song is called Businesswoman and celebrates women who take care of themselves. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Dojo for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Fandu ferra do ferlai do que Girmana bai samua Suma mani ja polibi pudigen Girchó no wakile Fandu ferra do ferlai do que Girmana bai samua Suma mani ja polibi pudigen
Jigene ngichi bi dimbele len wa mu kipuku am jigene ngam nañu sen bop nek ay